Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of our great scholars of the past, he says that إذا أحدث الله لعبده نعمة فحق له أن يحدث شكرا له. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows a servant of his to enjoy any ni'mah in whichever form, in the form of a child, in the form of marriage, in the form of perhaps completion of the Quran, any achievement, promotion, whatever it may be, then it is the duty of that servant to express thanks in response for that ni'mah. And that's why we have walima. What is the walima? Walima is an expression of your thanks. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, awlim walau bishat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, definitely you must perform walima. It's sunnah, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do it. Why? You've just enjoyed a great ni'mah and favor from Allah. To express it, there's walima. When a child is born, there is aqiqah. On the completion of the hifz of the Qur'an, or the recitation of the Qur'an, you find people expressing their happiness and joy. Now like this, it applies to every ni'mah of Allah. But today, we find that sometimes, within that walima, which is supposed to be an expression of thanks, there are elements of disobedience. Now that is the height of ingratitude. Allah gives you a ni'mah, Allah gives you a bounty, Allah gives you a favor. You express that thanks, or what should be thanks, with an act of disobedience. So in that expression or outward form of expression of thanks, there is perhaps music, or there is dancing, or there is intermingling of genders. Now that is the height of ingratitude, to respond to a ni'mah that Allah has given you with an act of disobedience. By all means, celebrate and express the thanks. We should. But also, that expression of thanks should not contain within it a single element of disobedience. Not a grant of the understanding.